Welcome to the 12th annual Soberillo 12-step workshop. My name is Brian, and I'm a recovered alcoholic. Would everybody bow your heads for a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now some basic house cleaning. Cell phones. We just ask that everybody handle themselves accordingly, please, and put it on silent. I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank my home group for the honor to be the MC today. It's been a privilege. I want to thank all the volunteers. It's been 6 months of us putting together this event. And I mean, we've had meetings after meetings after meetings. I now understand the meaning of gluten-free spaghetti. Believe me. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Toby. Toby is a founding member of the 164 group. I'd like to thank Frank in the kitchen, who's doing all the cooking. Our chairperson, Kathy, she's the one who did all this decorating with our volunteers. Thank you very much, Kathy. And wherever he is, my best friend, Nick, thanks for keeping it real. And this is a very special person to our 164 group that I think needs to be recognized. This person shows up at every meeting. He closes every meeting, and he sponsors people constantly. He's on the firing line, and I just want to have a big special thanks to Larry. All right, now let's get to Soberilla. We have T-shirts for sale for $10. Big books, $9. All of our proceeds do go to support central office. Mary Jo, wherever you are, please raise your hand. This is a 50-50 raffle. Please see her throughout the event. At the front desk, you'll see Larry selling tickets. We also have a basket raffle Kathy will be doing. We'll be doing those at the breaks. I needed to remind you something very important. We have a funeral going on, a soccer match going on, and, of course, Soberilla. So they have asked us, the church, if we would all please stay around this building right here. Smoking is outside at the gazebo. So, we'll just behave ourselves and act accordingly. I've asked Barbie, if you'd come up, please. Barbie's going to read the 164 preamble.
Hey, y'all, I'm Barbie. I'm an alcoholic. This is the 164 preamble. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Thank you.
I've asked Nick, please come up, read how it works.
Hello, I'm Nick, recovered alcoholic. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our directions. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. There are such unfortunates. They are not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a way of life which demands rigorous honesty. Their chances are less than average. There are those, too, who suffer from grave emotional and mental disorders. but many of them do recover if they have the capacity to be honest. Our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you're ready to follow directions. In some of these, you may balk. You may think you can find an easier, softer way. We doubt if you can. With all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas, and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. Remember that you are dealing with alcohol, cunning, baffling, and powerful. Without help, it is too much for you. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. Half measures will avail you nothing. You stand at the turning point. Throw yourself under his protection and care with complete abandon. Now we think you can take it. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as your program of recovery. Number one, admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care and direction of God as we understood them. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready that God remove these defects of character, all these defects of character. Seven, humbly, on our knees, asked him to remove our shortcomings, holding nothing back. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make complete amends to them all. Nine, made amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had spiritual experience as a result of this course of action, we tried to carry this message to others, especially alcoholics, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. You may exclaim, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after are designed to sell you three pertinent ideas. A, that you're alcoholic and cannot manage your own life. B, that probably no human power can relieve your alcoholism. C, that God could and will. If you're not convinced on these vital issues, you ought to reread this book, or else throw it away. That's all we got.
Our 12th tradition. Excuse me. We're going to read our first tradition. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. I've asked Dan if he would please come up and read this.
Good morning, everyone. This is the best view in the house right here. Okay, I recently went through the book, Writing the Big Book. Okay, it's a relatively new publication. I was surprised to learn that Dr. Bob and the people in Akron did not contribute very much at all and cooperate with the writing of the Big Book. They preferred a simpler way of looking at what they were doing. During his 15 years of sobriety, Dr. Bob is said to have taken some 5,000 people through the steps as their sponsor, showing them how to live this way of life. On the program that we have is on his prescription pad in its most simplest form, trust God, clean house, help others. Okay? In this article in the Grapevine, this is a paragraph from that where he summarized his view of the program and how to express it to someone. As finally expressed and offered, they, the 12 steps, are simple in language, plain in meaning. They are also workable by any person having a sincere desire to obtain and keep sobriety. The results of the proof, their simplicity and workability, are such that no special interpretations and certainly no reservations have ever been necessary. And it has become increasingly clear that the degree of harmonious living which we achieve is in direct ration to our earnest attempt to follow them literally under divine guidance to the best of our ability. And I'll leave you with one more question that they would ask in Akron. Are you done?